Launtel, Australia's fastest NBN connections. Another Tasmania Talks podcast.
Let me bring in here Ivan Dean, the independent MLC for Windermere. Ivan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, quite well, thanks.
Excellent. Now, the DePipwe investigation into the fox eradication program appears to have been quietly abandoned by DePipwe. What's going on there?
Well, I don't know what would have happened here, because if I hadn't have asked the questions in Parliament, we probably would never have been told that it had been abandoned. It wasn't until I raised the issue that that they even came back to me, and I think some people are aware, I was stunned when I got the reply. So, look, I just don't know what's going on with that department, to be quite frank with you. I don't know what was provided to them in the first place, but as I understand it, it was to look at their protocols, it was to look at some of their staff and some of their issues that were occurring within that department during the fox eradication program time. And it would seem now that to abandon the inquiry simply because all of the employees in that area have gone, shot through or whatever, is a disgrace in my view. Because,
so let me just
Ryan,
get...
No, please go. Yeah, you've got senior people in that organisation as well responsible for what the task force were doing and up to.
Yeah.
Well, where were they in this? What do they do? And what happens to them with the inquiry? Are they now abandoned as well? It's just a disgrace.
Okay. Then there's, I would suggest, too, a lack of federal oversight here as well. Are they in any way interested in what happened to their contribution?
Well, they ought to be. They ought to be, because they funded a big part of the program.
Well, hence the question,
A lot of information was provided to them. And there's evidence now to suggest that a lot of that information wasn't true, wasn't right.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they have an interest?
Okay, let me just get through the process here, because I think the process is actually important for people to understand, Ivan, to just acknowledge how serious this is. Now, in 2016, Tasmania Police, they looked at a 150-page dossier from you, Ivan. On that basis, they found that there was no possibility, or at least it was too hard to get any kind of criminal prosecution. But off the back of that, they referred the whole thing back to DePipwe to say, look, there is a potential here for misconduct by employees attached to the program. Have a look at it and review this internally. And it's that internal review that's now been abandoned.
That is so.
Okay.
And there's so much secrecy about this whole thing, because I've never been told what was given to DePipwe. I can't be trusted with that, and neither can the Parliament. So we've got no idea what went back to them, which is upsetting. But we've got here the Integrity Commission have undertaken an inquiry. That's still to be released. I'm not quite sure what stage that is at.
Hmm.
But it just defies common sense and logic to think that they can abandon the inquiry simply because all of the employees shoot through. It's disgrace.
And that's the reason they've given you formally, is it, Ivan, that they abandoned because the employees have left?
Yes, that's what came back in the answers provided to me in Parliament about two, 3 weeks ago. That's the answer I got back.
Okay.
To say that the last person standing had resigned and moved on. So, you know, what does that tell you? It is not a good look at all. In fact, it's a look that indicates to me that there have been lots of issues here been left because I don't want to know what the result is. I don't want to find out exactly what happened. And, Brian, we know if you don't, you know, this matters. This really matters because, we know that if history repeats itself, if we do not learn from our mistakes. So, you know, if we don't learn from this, and we know that there was manipulation of books, there was evidence to supporting a lot of that as well, records. So if we don't learn from this, we'll see the exact same mistake repeated again in the future.
Mm. Look, the other thing is that it's a substantial amount of public monies that have just sort of vanished here. We had allegations of carcasses being imported into the state and manipulated, you know, evidence being left around that was clearly not from Tasmania. After much scientific inquiry, Ivan, the number, the dollar value has wiggled around here between $40 and $50 million. But what do you believe that money actually went on? What was it spent on?
Well, it was spent on a number of people involved in the fox eradication program and a task force allegedly investigating the fox situation and the fact that it was said that we had heaps of foxes in this state running rampant all over the place. It was just a nonsense.
What are we talking about here? We're talking about what, salaries? We're talking about offices, yes. Computers, vehicles?
Yes.
Scientific tests of stuff that they knew wasn't probably... Okay.
Yeah, right. And if you look at firearms, if you look at the number of firearms that this lot had, it was an incredible amount of firearms and ammunition and top quality gear at that. Mm-hmm. It's just an enormous amount, and I understand that's been either sold off or given away or whatever. I don't know what happened to that, but I've been asking questions, and I'm going to ask questions about that as well.
How long were these cowboys trompsing, Ivan? How long were these cowboys trompsing around the state, wasting taxpayer money?
Well, all started in about 2002, I think, didn't it? At one stage, I think you'll find there were 60 to 70 odd employees in that branch in the fox eradication program at one stage. So that's an enormous number of people running around doing what nobody really knows.
And nobody really knows, and investigating something that most people believe wasn't a problem to start with.
Absolutely. There's okay. No physical evidence to support it at all.
Oh dear. Where do we go from here, Ivan? What's the if DePipwe are not investigating, what oversight body is there that can come in and give them a bit of a tickle up?
Well, I will be following it up. I can assure you the matter is not finished. I will be taking it further, and we're raising the issue again in the Parliament. And here we are, state supposedly doing all the right things. We're supposedly be very careful with the work that we do, and open and clear, and all the rest of that, transparent. Here we are, very clearly, to me, covering up lots of stuff that should certainly be brought out in the open. They cannot hide behind this, Brian. They're going to have to bring it out in the open and tell people what's going on and what's happened.
Yeah, in the interest of transparency, absolutely. And as you say, Ivan, so it bloody well doesn't happen again. I mean, do you think of the things $50 million could have funded in this state? I mean,
I would say we're up around the $50 to $60 million mark now. If you took everything into account, it's an enormous amount of money. And as I said, people need to be held accountable, and senior people need to be held accountable. You can't just blame those fellows who are running around and ladies who are running around out in the bush and so on. There are more than them to the branch. What about the senior people, as I've said, who were in charge of those people, ensuring that they were doing the right thing and checking up on them? So, what were they doing?
Yeah, interesting. Okay, the idea that DePipwe can drop an investigation into itself, having been referred by the police, I find astonishing. Ivan, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much. We'll keep talking about this.
Yep.
Huge.
Yep, Brian, if I could just say, I always suspected this is what would happen. I think I made that statement.
Yeah, you have. I wasn't that surprised, which is why I wanted to talk to you.
No, it didn't surprise me at all.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ivan. Keep going.
Thanks, Brian.
Good on you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ivan Dean, independent MLC for Windermere. Okay. $50 million. $50 million. Maybe 60 by the time the whole thing plays out. And how many for those interstate listeners, or I don't know if you're a tourist who's wandering around the state listening to the radio, they didn't find any foxes, not one. Correct, zero, none whatsoever. Oh, hang on, nope, they did find one that was growed in Victoria and imported into the state and dumped by the side of the road, pretending to be roadkill. Oh, is that one? Okay, what an absolute bloody farce. Somebody who puts a bit of a take on these things for the rest of us. Don in Elizabethtown. Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How you going?
Oh, mate, I'm okay. Can you believe that?
Oh, mate, look. From day one, now listen here, mate. My mob are all bushmen. I live on a farm and I ain't no expert, but, mate, I've spent many, many years wandering around in the bush and on a number of farms. And I've said to you before, and I'm going to say it again, you're more likely to find a hyena, that's a tiger to those people out there, than you are to find a fox in this state. Now, I don't know what's going on here, but a lot of them ought to be lined up and brought into Parliament somehow an inquiry and get an independent investigator. I thought the police would follow this through, and I hope they carry on with the situation. Because somebody needs a good kick up the behind over this. We're talking about $50 million.
Yep.
That's money, mate, that could have been spent on nurses, police officers. You could build some new outhouses down the highway for the tourists that come here. If this is a bloody disgrace, mate, I'm embarrassed to say that I live in this state.
Well, Donnie, it's not so. There's a few, and they saw an opportunity to get in, and I'm alleging this, they saw an opportunity to get in on a bit of a rort, and clearly that rort was supported at pretty high levels of DPPWI, despite the evidence, the objective evidence suggesting there's not a lot of fox activity in Tassie anyway. Look, you're right, Don. Of course, it's public money. It's the maladministration of public money. It goes to public administration. It goes to what those we put in power to appropriately deal with our money do with it. And in this case, they've wasted $50 to $60 million of it, and they're running away when being asked to provide an answer as to how that happened.
Yeah, mate, look, the farmers know their land. The people, the forestry, the national parks, they know their areas. If you see, my God, this is just another example of how incompetent the Dither Squad run the state.
Well, Donnie, the other problem here is, of course, just because the police don't find any evidence of criminal wrongdoing, which is all they'd be looking at, okay? Well, when the police had a look at this issue and the dossier, the 150-page dossier handed over from Ivan Dean, that they would have gone through that with a view to seeing whether there was any criminal offences committed. Now, if they were unable to, in fact, determine that, they would hand it back to DPPWI, which is exactly what happened here, and for an internal investigation, not necessarily for criminal wrongdoing, but for misappropriation of funds, misallocation of funds. Perhaps there's some internal mechanism that was not thoroughly complied with, the way the program was set up in the first place. Did that go through due diligence? All of that sort of thing. Now, they're more internal things. And they're the kind of things that we'd like DPPWI to try and uncover in this investigation that they've suddenly dropped.
It's just unacceptable. Any government department, any private enterprise, if you conducted yourself in this manner, fair dinkum, you'd be in a lot of strife. This is just simply unacceptable. We must not let this drop.
No, well, it doesn't sound like Ivan's got it.
Yeah, well, I hope so, mate, because somebody out there... There are people in the Fox, I hope you find one, force, that are now probably working in other the government departments, sitting there going, you beauty, we got away with this. We're talking about $50 million. Now, that's our money, Brian.
Yeah.
And that's money that's unacceptable. We got people here living on the streets. We haven't got enough employment. We haven't got this. We haven't got that. But the government... I believe have been misled by the Fox Hope You Find One force to get more funding to find a supposed fox in this state that not one of them came up with. That's money that could have gone to help those people. Now, I don't like seeing taxpayers' money wasted. Now, somebody has got to grow a bit of strength about them in this Hope You Find One force and come forward and stand up and tell the public the truth. Don't waste our taxpayers' money on some fruitless exercise that's cost us $50 million.
Hey, Donnie, I'll tell you what. There's not all of that money was state money. A good slab of that was federal money. I'll tell you what we'll do. If the state governments are a little tardy in leaning on DPPWI to do a proper investigation here, and DPPWI seems, unable and incapable, unwilling, I don't know what the correct term is, but they're not doing it either. I wonder, with a bit of elbow from the federal government, a bit of elbow from Canberra, going, all right, well, hang on a sec, you wasted a bunch of our money and you don't know why. Maybe the feds would like to know why their money was misplaced. We might follow that up, Donnie. We might get a bit of an answer there. You never know. Anyway.
Oh, absolutely, Ryan. I just like the Federal Minister of Environment, surely to goodness.
Yeah, we'll put in a call. Don't worry. Thanks,
mate,
Don.
Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Look after yourself. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thanks, mate. 1300 00 1012. Okay. All right. If the state government's not interested in, and to DPPWI are not that interested in recovering or finding out what happened to all of the money they contributed to this program, perhaps the federal government is. I mean, you mean Tasmania did what? How much? Over what period of time? And how many foxes? Okay. Maybe we'll have a little bit of a look at that.
Blondel, Australia's fastest NBN connections. Another Tasmania Talks podcast.